over 40. And this was basically an article by Eric Johnson. He's a guy out there that joined network marketing after he was 40 years old. And he writes a blog. He does a lot of things out there. And Lydia caught this article, and I liked a lot of the stuff in it, so I wanted to share it with you because I think it's a good source of information. And hopefully it'll help you in some way, shape, or form. You can take some things from this and utilize it in your business, the way you operate your business and the way you're prospecting, because there are a lot of people out there looking. In fact, you know, I was shocked. I personally, the last couple of weeks, I think Lydia and I think we signed up 6 people in 2 weeks. And I haven't done that in probably 5 years. I haven't remembered that kind of influx of people. And maybe it's just because it's January and a lot of people are looking at doing something new this year. But it's a joy to see the new impetus in people that are looking. They're ready to make a change. Really get out there and take advantage of that, because New Year's bring on new spirit with people, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to keep looking at the same thing. You know, if we don't do something different, we can't expect different results. So it's that concept of insanity of doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different. Something you've got to choose to do something different. And Manitech's a great vehicle for people out there. So his articles start off with kind of like why network marketing, and you guys, a lot of you have my outline on that. I give you 18 reasons why network marketing, and then another page, why Manitech. But in his booklet, he talked about Eric Worre, and I put that in here too as well because it came out of the review I did last week about the wave. And it's because network marketing is better. It's not that it's easier. It's not that any, you know, don't oversell it. It's just better. I mean, who wants an 8-to-5 job? And I was working, in fact, I've been asked by a Christian group to talk about network marketing as a vehicle where in all the benefits you can have in that realm, and whatever realm you're talking about, this just happens to be a Christian group, but you know, a lot of times when you're in an environment with a J-O-B, you can't talk about your relationship with the Lord in that environment. Well, when you're a network marketer, you have the freedom to talk about whatever you want to talk about, right? I mean, you have freedom to do that. And the other freedom you have is you have freedom of time. And from my perspective, that's awesome because I get to go on the mission field, spend 2 weeks in Brazil. I get to go out to New York and with the graffiti church and spend a week on the ground there doing that. So, I mean, where do you have that freedom anywhere else? So network marketing is better. It's just better. And he gave the statistics. We see that all the time, 180, 190 plus billion dollar market completely integrated in the internet. So if you're intrigued by doing internet business, which is huge today, it's a great place to connect. What a great industry to be a part of. It's also network marketing we know is gaining lots of popularity due to the instability in the job market. And you guys are all aware of Choose Your Lifestyle presentation. And a lot of those slides I put together about the, you know, Thomas Frey and the futuristic talking about, you know, the loss of jobs and the robots. We had that in there. Of course, those slides are some of the ones we took out to make it shorter. But there's a recent article that just came out that's talked about 5 million jobs disappearing because of robots. And I attached the link for you in the outline today. And 70%+ of those jobs are held by women today. So let's be real. That's the kind of article. This didn't, again, come out of the Eric Johnson article, but I'm throwing that out to you as greater support for what he's saying in his article. And you should use those kind of things when you're talking to people, because there is tremendous instability in what we traditionally knew as the job market. It's changing rapidly, and if we don't change, what's going to happen? People are going to be gone. They're going to be left out in the cold from a job that they thought would be there and be there, is their financial security. Remember, we talked about that so much, that there, how much security is in a job today? Not a lot. And then he compared it to franchising, and of course, a lot of times we do that analysis when you go out and you buy a franchise. If you wanted to have a McDonald's franchise, I don't know why you'd choose that, but if you want to have a franchise, you know, some of those things cost $750,000, $1.5 million. I mean, I don't know anyone that's less than $200,000, $300,000 just to buy the franchise. All you get for that is a piece of paper. Then you've got to build a building, then you've got to buy the products, then you got the startup costs, and then, I mean, it's incredible what goes into starting a franchise. So franchises, although you can look out there and see, well, my friend's got 4 McDonald's, he's a multimillionaire. I go, great. And he had them for the last 25 years, you know. But you know how many have failed compared to the ones that are successful? A ton, you know. And so there's just a lot of, and there's a huge upfront investment of money in franchising. Whereas you look at network marketing, I mean, you look at Manatech today. You can be preferred associate and become a platinum presidential, right? I mean, what's your risk of loss in that? I mean, it's crazy. That's what I kind of laughed at when I first got involved in Manatech as well. I thought, this is a business. I mean, I didn't get involved for a business. I got involved to help my dad. But to think of it as a business opportunity, when I myself had bought two different businesses in my life, I mean, big businesses, you know, multi-million dollar sale businesses, one in San Antonio, one in Dallas. So I know what the cost of these. And, of course, being a lawyer, I was a transactional lawyer, tax and corporate. So I would be involved in billion-dollar transactions of buying and selling companies. So people, to be able to have a business for, you know, $100, it almost causes you this logic problem. And that's one of the problems that so many of us have in network marketing. It only cost me $100, even if you bought the All-Star Pack, $500 to have a entrepreneurial business. The problem is that sometimes that causes people to treat it like it's only $500. I want you to add 4 zeros after that and say, I have a $5 million network marketing business. I'm a professional network marketer. Look at it as if you put $5 million into it instead of $500. Would you treat your business differently? And if your answer to that is, yes, Mary Jo, I would, I'm going to go, well, why aren't you? Because the potential of this business to make that kind of money is huge. So unless you start treating it with as if it's a $5 million business, but, you know, what a benefit. Little, if any, risk at all in terms of your investment. And then I love what we talked about today, too, with Michael's contribution, that the idea of option of starting as a preferred customer and deciding that, you know, down the road, if you want to do the business, you could buy the business pack, but you can make supplemental income. And it's your choice how much you want to make. And, of course, the advent of social media and internet, we have a massive, we have every single human being out there is at our fingertip today. The connectivity that you have available with you with all the social media is unbelievable, and it keeps growing faster and faster. And that's one of the main reasons why you see places like Asia and Asian countries are growing at phenomenal rates in network marketing. Huge. Because are they doing it within their own country? Are they doing it by the internet and Facebook? Absolutely, that's what's happening, and they're growing off the charts. So huge benefits. So that's just some more ideas for you to feed you with why network marketing. And for those who are, you know, in their 40s or 50s today, retirement isn't looking very good, is it? It really is. I mean, it's kind of a sorry thing. I mean, my husband is 60. I'll just tell you my story. My husband, of course, he could have retired the day he married me, but he loves his job and he loves working. He loves the job, and, you know, like I said, we're all made differently, and you and I are definite opposites, right? Anyway, he loves the structure, but he's turned 67 this year. He's 6 years older than I am, or 5.5 years older than I am. So, and I keep looking at him, and I'm like going, well, is this the year to retire? And you know, one of his reasons, he looked at his Social Security differential at 60, retiring at 65 and 67. It was huge. So he's like, no, and I don't know if he's going to retire when he turns 67. But the idea is that I watch him, because even though he could have retired 20 years ago when we got married, I'm watching him operate from a perspective of what average America is looking at. They're looking at the dollars that are coming in and trying to figure out how they're going to make ends meet with that limited dollar. So does it make sense for me to work a couple more years so that I can have enough income so I'm not, you know, scrapping and scratching and just, you know, horrible. So let's look at some of these statistics. The net worth of Americans 35 to 44, he listed as $14,226 net worth. That's pretty crazy, because that includes the homes that you own. Of course, a lot of people are leveraged pretty big on their homes. So that really seems, and why is the net worth so low? I'm going to suggest at that age, a lot of it has to do with debt, because when you're young, you're going out and you're buying cars on loans, and you have credit card debt, and you have home mortgage. And so a lot of the mortgages and the debt that you've built up erases your net worth, right? And of course, if you're making all the payments and all that, you feel like you're getting ahead on a mortgage, you are. On credit cards, you're typically not, because especially if you're making minimal payments, you're just adding more debt every month. But the idea is that's pretty crazy to be that low, isn't it? 14,000 of net worth. But look at the net worth of the average American, 55 to 64, is $45,000. That's not much of a safety net when you retire. So we have a huge opportunity for people in this age category to build a financial future so they're secure in retirement. 38 million Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I was actually surprised it was that low, because I think there are a lot more that are out there. Average bank account balance was $4,436, and then the average Social Security check is $1,294, which for many people barely covers rent, you know, cost of a home and all the you know, electricity and gas and everything else that goes, taxes that goes with it, right? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. Hi, Anita.
Hi. Well, this year I got my notice, and they said, you get no increase. Of course, it's my money I put in.
Sure.
They say, you get no increase because we figured it out, and there was no increase in cost of living.
Yeah. Well,
now,
that's hello.
But gas.
Hello. Did you like that letter or not? That wasn't a sweet letter, was it? No.
And it's our money.
Yeah, I got it. Well, you're getting your money back as long as you live long enough to collect it all back. But there's no increase. They're trying to keep up with the cost of living increase, because we understand Social Security was built to help people with retirement. And knowing today the number of people that are relying on Social Security, it was an incredible program to be effective. But the idea is that's what's happening. When you're relying on that check to come in and it's what you use to make your, you know, meet your monthly needs, it's tough. And it's just the 1294 doesn't allow baby boomers for any type of lifestyle in retirement. And for those people who've worked, you know, that 40-40-40 plan, it's pretty sorry when you can't have what you thought you would have at retirement age. It's not even available to you. So what does Manatech have to offer? What does network marketing have to offer? A lot, right? So you look at our income potential. There's no cap on the income that you can make in network marketing. No one caps you off. You can work as hard as you want, as long as you want, as whatever you want, and you can make whatever money you choose to make. It's just a choice of how dedicated you are. And yes, do I wish people had to pay $1 million to get a network marketing position? Yeah, because then I think you'd treat it as a $1 million business when that's really what it's worth. It's worth much more than that. Yeah. The income I make today, I mean, it's crazy. If you look at the statistics, I would have to have, I don't know, $18 million in a bank account or something. I mean, it's crazy with the rate of return that you have today, what it would take. So you know the value of having a residual income stream. And he talks about it's almost impossible for us to save $50,000 and invest in a bank account, which would pay you less than $50 per month, because our banks don't even pay 1% on an annual basis today. But if you look at Manatech and you get into a leadership level in 30, 90 days, regional, and then, if you get up to regional and then national director, you know, if a regional makes 150 to 600 per month or a national at 600, that's the equivalent of about 200,000 in the bank. And what I did for you guys on the back of this, I know some of you had talked to me before, I'm not sure we sent it out, but I told everybody that my favorite part of that Transform Your Life brochure was the backside where it was blank, because that's where I always do my writing. And so what I did for you today, Lydia actually, she took a picture of one of my sheets and she put it on, attached it to your outline. So you can see exactly how I use that backside of that Transform Your Lifestyle brochure. I always talk about people, I said, and this is exactly what he talked about in his article. So I was ecstatic because I said, that's exactly what I do. I talk about job, because you want to ask people when you talk to them about network marketing and what's your game plan? Where's your plan? What's your strategy for wealth? And some people look at me and they go, we don't have one. And I go, well, so you don't care about having the lifestyle of your dreams at any point in your life. You don't care about building churches all over the world. You don't care. What would you like to do if you had unlimited income? And I get them to start dreaming. And I go, well, don't you think we should have a plan on how you get there? You know, if they dream first, then they're all going to want a plan. You can't just force a plan down somebody's throat. So get their dream really crystal clear and then say, let's build a plan. And they go, well, because some people, especially youngsters, the millennials, you know what they tell me? They tell me they're, you know, that's why they have a job, because the job's going to produce income. And I go, okay, and that's when you draw this chart out. So I said, if your plan to get wealthy or accrue wealth, you don't even have to declare that you're going to be wealthy, but accrue wealth. Everybody wants to accrue savings and accrue wealth in some way, shape, or form. But if your game plan is through a J-O-B, then you write what I did on the attachment. Job, and I put arrow, produces income, and then what do you have to pay off of income? You have to pay taxes. You know, and that's one of the huge advantages of our business is we don't pay anywhere near the same amount of taxes as somebody who has a J-O-B. So you have to pay taxes, and then after taxes, you get a net amount. And then after you pay all your expenses, where are you going to invest to build your wealth? And then I write the next line, a bank pays less than 1% annually. So let's say you find a vehicle that pays 5% annually on your investment. How much would you have? And then I write the word invest, and I write the word monthly income. Of course, it's not filled out like it is on your sheet attached. It's empty. This is how I walk through this, by writing these things down. And I go, if you wanted to make $100 extra dollars on a monthly basis, so I fill out the monthly income column first. I put $100. I say, how much money would you have to save from your job after taxes, after personal expenses, and deposit in a vehicle earning 5% to make $100 a month? And they don't. Most people can't do the math very well. So I tell them $24,000. I said, how long is it going to take you to do that? And they look at me. I go, so how much are you saving each month from your paychecks right now? And they look at me. They go, $100. I go, okay, so to get to $24,000, you're going to take, what, 20 years? Because you're saving $1,200 a year. I said, 20 years, right? And I said, we have a vehicle through Manitech that gets you $100 just by getting to regional director. You can get to 60, you know, to get the team bonus with six people, and then you get to 100 with regional director status, and I have a plan 30 to 60 days to get to regional, and you're telling me 20 years. I said, well, but let's go even further, because $100 isn't going to make that big a difference to you, but what if you wanted to make $1,000? So that's why I write the 1,000 under the monthly income. I said, if you wanted to get an extra 1,000, would that change your life? And he goes, yeah, that'd be great. And I go, yeah, you look at all the things you could do. You could pay off all your debts. You could do it. And I said, so how much would you have to have invest in your 5% investment vehicle in order to make $1,000 every month? And it's just a multiplier of 10, but most people can't do that. So you write down 200. That's like you always go, $250,000. And then I look at him, I go, really? How long is it going to take you from your job to produce that kind of net and accumulate it to be $250,000? And they just are befuddled, because if it took them 20 years to get to 24,000, it's going to take them 200 years. You get it? I said, I think you might be dead and gone. I said, but to make $1,000 with Manitech, we're talking about being a national director, a senior national. And people are doing that. I had one gal in my organization last year do it in 60 days. I have other people that take 6 months. You know, we have a game plan that we put together that we get you to regional in 1 month, and then another 3 months get you to national. And let's say you miss it by 100%, so it takes you 6 months or 8 months instead. It's still better than 200 years. And they start laughing. So do you see how much fun it is? That's a great point to make with people that you're sharing with. So use that, people. It's just a tool, because people have a misperception. When they're young, especially in their 20s, they have no clue. They really think their income's going to produce wealth for them. Wrong. Wrong. Not happening. Right? Okay. And you've already gone through, when you've used that brochure, you've already gone through, you know, Robert Kiyosaki's cash flow quadrants. So you've set them up to learn all these things. And the other thing that Eric said in his article, he says, you know what's so great about network marketing too? He says, I take activity, I do actions, and you know what? I get paid for them forever. I mean, I just keep making money off them over and over and over again. He says, I don't find that in my job. I get a salary, But it's not like if I quit my job, I'm going to keep getting that salary because it's activity that I did before. But that's what happens with network marketing. So it doesn't happen in a J-O-B environment. But we don't talk about quitting. I mean, I laughed. I remember when I first started network marketing, people said, well, yeah, you just work a few years, 5 years, 3 to 5 years, and you can retire. You know, that's a big selling point. That, at least it was when I started 20 years ago with Manatech. I never use that because, you know what, where's Mary Jo today? Am I retired? How many people did I sign up in the last 2 weeks? I've been involved with Manatech for 19 years, right? So I'm not retiring. So how can I tell people you retired? All I'm saying is I must not be very successful if I'm not retired yet. But the reality of it is that this business is so much fun and it's such a joy to help people and it fits so much with my core value of contribution that I love doing Manatech. I will never quit sharing Manatech with people. I'll share Manatech when I'm 85 years old. I'll probably share Manatech with people. But the idea is I don't have to work like I did in my early years. I just work differently. And I have the freedom. And that's what you sell people on, not the idea that you're going to retire. I don't know anyone who's retired in network marketing unless they were like double, triple, quadruple platinum, so they felt like nothing was going to disappear if they walked away. But part of that is building leaders who are great leaders, right? And that's what we do underneath us. So anyway, Eric's story, over 40, he tried all kinds of internet marketing. He loved the concept of internet marketing, and he was pretty successful. He did sell books. It was affiliate marketing and all those kind of things, but nothing kept paying after his actions were done, and then he found, like, network marketing. So that's why he went after it, and it's really he emphasizes the fact that doing network marketing isn't easy. It's hard. But he says everything out there is hard. Anytime you start something new business, there's a lot of difficulty involved. There's a learning curve. There's struggles. There's I'm not successful. Why is it people quit so fast in network marketing? You know, 3 to 6 months, and they go, oh, this isn't working for me. Where in a job, it might take them 3 years before they become proficient at it. And one of the big reasons is that they didn't make an investment in network marketing. They could walk away from their $100 or $500 and not feel badly about it. So make the investment. Look at your business as a $1 million business and tell me if you're going to walk away from it in 3 to 5 months. Not going to happen. So learning curve is always there. So he suggests people find a product you love. If you want to go after people 40 plus years old, then you're going to talk about anti-aging and brain food and things like that, right? Things that make a lot of sense. That's what I talk about when I work with, you know, baby boomers, big time. Oh, huge. And what a benefit is for me to tell my story about, you know, being 61 and my scan showed that I had the body of a 19-year-old. That didn't just happen, right? There's nothing non-compliant about that. It's the truth. It's what happened in a scan, and I'm not telling you you're going to be 19 at 61. It's just my experience on the products. That doesn't say there's not a disease condition I'm talking about. It's just the ability to have the kind of energy and feel the same and the brain power I had 20 years ago. It's great. 40 years ago. Super. So we love that. So we find a product we love, and that's what we talk about to people. We talk about it from an age perspective. You know, the same products I talk to a millennial about aren't going to be the same products I talk to somebody who's 65 years old, right? Different products, different categories of people. But Ambertoast fits them all. Consume the product, note their impact, build your story. And I gave you the reference. Manatech just recently posted, I think last week, they posted how to tell a story in a compliant way. So you want to make sure if you haven't seen that document, grab it, use it, help teach and train people how to build stories because that's really important that people know how to build a compliant story. And, you know, the stronger the story or someone else's story, if you don't have one, the more people that will want to take the product. So that's the benefit of having a great story. Some of you can use Mary Jo's story. In fact, people use my story when we were doing it non-compliant. They love the story of my dad, and I can't begin to tell you how many people came up to me at Manifest after Manifest in the early years going, Mary Jo, I use your dad's story all the time. You know, I'm like going, that was great back then, but now we can't do that, right? So we talk about it in a different way. So, but find a good compliant story and use it. And he knew one thing, that after he got involved in network marketing, he was never going to go back. He says entrepreneurship was it. again, because it's a business that keeps on paying. There are four easy ways to start promoting. These are the ways that Eric started. It doesn't mean it's for you, but I'm going to walk through them with everybody who wants to take a peek at them, because social media is so huge today. It's a huge market. In fact, I just signed up for a new program, quite expensive, just to teach and train me on, you know, how to really explode my business on social media, and I'm excited about that. I know Manatech's going more and more in that direction. That's why we have, you know, our whole entire back office on our phones. I mean, we need to become part of the 21st century. We need to take this at a level where we can attract 101 millennials, and you're not going to do that doing things the old way. Handing out DVDs is just not the way to go in this business today. So he talked about four different things. He said four easy ways to start promoting. One was Twitter, and he says tweet your opportunity on Twitter, but he said obviously you don't want to do that because you look like spamming. So what you want to do instead is just throwing out an interesting statistic about network marketing and then post afterwards a shortened link behind that interesting fact. Like today, you could, I mean, when you find these articles, and Mary Jo's always sharing with you new things I come up with and find on my Monday calls, but the article about the robots, you know, 5 million jobs disappearing, 70% plus are from women. You know, putting something like that on, and I have a better way. You know, people look at that and go, well, let's look and find out. So it's great to do something like that. You know, come up with ideas. Facebook prospecting. I like Facebook because you can do a lot of, you can do ads on Facebook, and you can focus your ads on specific areas. One of the things we're focusing on right now through February and March is the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So we're target marketing a lot of that. And so it's great. You can do that through Facebook ads. If you don't understand how to do that, find somebody who does and work with them. Get some help. But it allows you to target people in age groups so you can build ads that are specific to millennials versus people who are 40 plus, because they have different issues. They have different needs, different demands, different you know, concerns, right? Posting videos, another great concept. Short 2 to 4 minute videos can do wonders if they're done correctly. You can add your website on the video platform. Eric talked about Instagram, Periscope, and then a new app called Blab, which I don't know anything about. Lydia has a little information, but not much. And you can shoot the video straight from your phone and post it. You don't want to talk about your network marketing business because people will feel, again, spammed. Social media is about building relationships. So always talk about hobbies, something funny that happened to you that day, something unique or unusual. If they want to get to know you, they can always click on the link. But that's, you don't want to be, you're not going to get any clicks if you're out there purely promoting your network marketing business. And then blogging. And this is, blogging is one thing that a lot of you may choose not to do. It's a huge investment of time and energy because you want to, he said he set up his blog and it took him over a year to really have it move, you know, working for them. Because blogs are ways that, you know, you pick up attraction. People go and they do a search engine and they'll hit your blog because of words that you're using in your blog. And then they get attracted to reading what you have posted. And over time, you develop relationships with people. But it's not something, again, you can't jump in there and start saying, sign up with me in my network marketing business. They'll run the opposite direction. So you have to be, you know, patient with this. It takes a while for it to get, as I said, ginning. So you want to use other techniques while you're also doing blogging if you choose to do it. But again, it's dedication, and you need to be doing it day in, day out on a weekly basis. You want to be posting on your blog, and so you're attracting people. You're building what? You're building a community of interest around you, and you're also branding yourself, which is very, very important. How you choose to brand yourself, because you can't be one guy one week and another guy the next week. Once you brand yourself, that's who you are. So you want to be very conscientious about how you're branding yourself. And that's it. So that was a great, great little article. Hope you enjoyed the materials today, and you can pick and choose the items that you can use from those. It's not about somebody jumping in and saying, oh, Mary Jo, I don't want to do social media. Great, then pick out some of the other ideas today. But you really want to start playing in some of those other arenas if you want to grow your business in a big way, because you have such a ability on social media to tap into endless market. And that's how some of your fastest growing network marketers are growing today. It's utilizing the tools we have, because truly we're a connector society. And the social media is a huge element of that connector society that allows us to sign people up anywhere in the world. You could be building your business in Colombia right now because we're opening that in 2 weeks, 3 weeks as well. So all of those things are available. Okay, everybody, any questions before I leave for the day? Any questions? Great. Okay, everyone. Love you all. Let's go out and make a difference in this world. There are lots of people waiting to hear from you. You just don't know it, but you need to get out there and share with them because it's really exciting to see. When they find it, you're going to know, and they're going to be so excited about what you have to offer. We see them all the time. So thanks, everyone. Love you all. Have a great week. Talk to you next Monday. Bye.